adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano. The Cisco Kid.
As a youngster, I became a great fan of Joseph Conrad's great sea stories, and I still recall Conrad's comment that the written word has the power to make the reader see as well as feel. That power means even more to us now than in Conrad's time. Today, when bigness seems to swallow up the individual and ready-made values invade our privacy, the very act of reading in itself gives us a sense of personal identity. What's more, books do have the power to take us from the ordinary level of existence to a wider, more creative world. They can introduce us to men and ideas against which we can measure our own ambitions and values. I join the National Book Committee and the American Library Association in urging you to visit your library often. Be all you can be. Read.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder at Ten Below. In the early days of the West, some of the great mountain ranges of the Sierra Nevada were virtually impassable in winter. Huge drifts of snow obliterated the trails and blocked the passes. But in the section known as Ten Below, the United States mail went through, sacked up, over the pass by runners on skis. Runners who made their trips regardless of blizzards or freezing cold, or human predators. As our story opens, it's late afternoon. Well down on the western slope, two men on skis are stretching a wire between two trees.
You sure he comes down through here, Jack?
Why do you think I've been watching him for the past month?
I mean, does he come down between these trees?
He has to, eh? He ain't gonna ski over them bushes.
You have the diamonds with him, huh?
All I know is I played poker with him last week, and he said he was bringing $100,000 worth of diamonds with him this trip. He got kind of talkative.
I sure hope he's got them after all this trouble.
Got that wire fastened?
Yep. Yes, he is.
All right, then toss me the pliers, and I'll fasten it to the other tree.
All right. Catch.
Yep, I got him.
It'll be cold tonight. Mighty cold.
Yeah. An old trapper named Todd Haley's got a cabin about half a mile along the slope. After we get done with this job, we'll go put up with him for the night. There. That wire's stretched just right.
You sure he won't see it as he skis down the mountain?
How can he? Right plumb in the shadow of that tree. I'm sure gonna have a spill when he hits that wire going a mile a minute.
Might bounce him right off to the side and down into that gully. If it does, how are we gonna get down there?
Ah, don't be such a warrior, Hank. Come on over here out of sight. He'll be coming down any minute. If we stand right here, he won't see us.
Hey, look up there, Jack. Ain't that him coming now?
Yep, sure is. By thunder, look at him come. He's doing better in a mile a minute.
He's going to come into that wire, Jack. Sure as blaze he's going to come into it. There, he's hit it. It's Jim Pinwheel.
Never mind that, come on.
Did he kill him?
I don't know, but I ain't taking any chances. I'm going to finish him off just in case.
I like this murder business, Jack.
You gotta like it now, so shut up. Now I'll get this mail sack off of him. Look through it. You go through his pockets, Hank.
All right.
There's nothing here that looks like a box of diamonds so far.
Nothing in his pockets, neither. Well, it looks like you committed murder for nothing.
Blast it all. I was mighty certain he'd have them diamonds this trip. I'll rip up this coat of his. Maybe he's got them sewed inside.
See anything of them?
No. That sure looks like the joke's on us, Hank. Come on, give me a hand.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to dump his body down that gully. About 30 feet deep, and as soon as the next snow comes, he'll be covered up. And we're going to go on over to old Hadley's cabin. Maybe we can get some money out of him.
But Cisco, Pancho doesn't like these skis. The first time Pancho ever on skis.
Then you should learn how to use them, Pancho. You agree with me, Señor Hadley?
Why, sure I do, Cisco. Folks that come up here to visit me have to learn to ski.
Hey, there. You heard that, Pancho?
But Cisco...
Look, this is just a little gentle slope, amigo.
Huh?
Now bend your knees. A little more.
Si, Cisco, but...
Now,
but...
lean a little more forward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I'll give you an easy push.
Pancho, rather ride logo.
And away you go.
Pancho's feet not going the same way. Pancho, lift that foot.
No, Pancho, put that foot down.
Snow down Pancho's neck, and he snow on Pancho's arm.
But you did better that time, Chico. You went 10 feet farther than the first time.
Yeah, you'll be a skier yet, Pancho.
Pancho, not snow, Senor Harley. He's fun, anyway. And Pancho glad me come up here to pay you a visit.
Yeah, so am I. You know, it gets mighty lonesome up here at times. I enjoy recalling the times when I used to prospect in your country.
Si, Senor Hadley. Pancho and I wanted to renew our acquaintance with you, and I wanted to teach him to ski.
Yeah, you do mighty well at it, Cisco. Did you ski before, ain't you?
Oh, si, a long time ago, but it comes back to me pretty well. It's a thing you'll never forget.
Pancho, try the slope once more, Cisco.
Oh, go ahead, Pancho.
And this time, Pancho, not go boom. Only so.
Yeah.
Si. And bend forward, so.
Yeah, that's about right.
Bueno. Now, watch Pancho.
Yeah, that's all right, Cisco.
Si, skiing well this time. Yeah. It's well done, amigo. You went all the way that time.
Very soon, Pancho, ski down the big steep hill, no?
I would not try just yet if I were you, Pancho. But you are doing much better.
To get dark now. Guess I better go in and start rustling some grub.
Pancho and I will help you, senor.
Oh, you don't need to, Cisco. I should have gone in before, but I've been staying out here expecting to see Nils Peterson ski down the mountain.
Oh, he is the mail carrier you mentioned?
Yeah. After he gets by the Twin Pines over the gully, he swings around and passes by here, about 100 yards down. You know, I kind of got into the habit of coming out and looking for him. It's late today. Guess something held him up.
He come to hombres, Señor Hardy. Huh? One of them, your mailman, no?
No, not them two.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I ever saw him before.
Howdy, Hadley.
Howdy. Guess you gents to get the advantage of me.
I'm Jack Poe, and this here's Hank Betts. Uh-huh. Run our way west to get us jobs munching cattle. Thought you might put us up for the night.
Well, guess I can feed you and let you roll up in some blankets out in the back room. How'd you know my name?
Oh, we asked about accommodations down the town of Eastern Slope before we started up over the mountain. They told us about you.
Ah, well, all right, then. Before we go in, shake hands with the Cisco kid.
Howdy.
Cisco's partner, Pancho.
He's glad to know you.
Come in when you're ready, Cisco.
Si, senor.
All right, come on, gents.
How'd you like those hombres, Cisco?
Do not care for their looks, Pancho. They look shifty, uneasy.
They fired those 2 shots we hear a while ago?
It's possible they did. But I do not believe their story about going west to punch cattle.
Why not, Chico? Why not?
Because they have the soft hands of gamblers.
Uh-huh.
And gamblers do not like to work at jobs like that.
Uh-huh.
While they are here, we will watch those two very closely, Pancho.
That's your deal, Jack.
Yeah.
By thunder, beats all how I'm losing. Ain't hardly won a pot.
You do not have to keep on playing, Senor Hardley.
That's right, Cisco. I don't.
Let him alone. He knows what he's doing, Cisco.
Yeah. Why don't you get into the game?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, gambling is a waste of time.
One of the good boys, huh?
Well, if you ain't going to play, go on over there and sit down. We don't need you watching this game.
I can understand why you do not want me to watch.
What do you mean by that?
You can give it any meaning you want to, hombre.
All right, now. Let's not have any arguments here, boys. Well, I'll play one more hand and then quit. All right, deal him out. Where's Pancho, Cisco?
He went out after supper to practice his skiing in the moonlight, Senor Hardley.
Getting to like it, huh?
Si, very much.
Oh, speaking of skiing, did you two see anything of the mail runner before you come to this cabin?
No.
Didn't you sign him?
I can't understand it.
I'll open.
All right, I'm in.
I'll come along. Dodge?
True to me.
Hadley?
Yeah, two here.
And two to the dealer.
That cost you 10 to look, Hadley.
All right.
I'm out.
I think you had better keep your hands above the table, hombre.
Now, look, you...
Merely a suggestion. I can only make suggestions since I, too, am a guest under Senor Hadley's roof.
All right, what you got, Betts?
Full house, aces and kings.
That beats me. Well, how much do I owe you two?
30 to me, and you owe me 40, Hadley.
All right, all right. I'll get the money out of the safe.
Hey, it's cold out.
Yeah, how'd this game go, Pancho?
Oh, good, Chico, good. And Pancho keep his foot together all but once. Then one foot go this way, and the other foot go that way, and Pancho go all the way, boom. Yeah, but Pancho likes the ski.
Here's the money, Jack.
Thanks.
Well, I guess I'll turn in. What do you say, Jack?
Yeah, good idea. Well, see you in the morning.
Yeah, get you a couple of more blankets. You'll need them tonight.
One reason Pancho go out to ski. Pancho not like those hombres. And Pancho not want to be in the same room.
I feel the same way, Chico. Twice I caught them cheating. Tried to give Senor Hadley a hint.
Now, why'd you not grab them, Cisco?
Because they are Senor Hadley's guests as well as we. Uh-huh. Pancho, how would you like to do a little more skiing in the moonlight?
Si, Cisco, but Pancho...
Those two hombres look very guilty when Senor Hadley asked them if they had seen the mail runner. I'm going to backtrack them. There are quite a rope in the shed, Pancho.
Si.
We're in the mountains. We may need it. Let us get started.
And I guess you two got everything you need now. Good night.
Good night, Hadley.
Good night. Good night.
Well, get his money in that safe, huh?
Yeah. Wonder how he got that safe way up here.
Packed it up in summer, most likely. It ain't a big one. Anyway, what's the difference? Main thing is, I took a look when he had it open, and he's got a lot more money in there.
Well, let's get it.
That's what I'm figuring on. You can get that Cisco kid and the other one out of the way. Hey, hey.
What?
Over here by the window. Had to go on skis.
Where do you suppose they're going, Jack?
Looks to me as if they're following our tracks.
Well, now's our chance to get that money. Come on.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. We can get that later. Right now... Thunder, I don't like that, Hank. Look, we're going to climb out of this window and put on our skis and follow them. If they find the body of that mail carrier and report it, we're going to be in plenty of trouble. Come on, let's go.
There you are, getting along famously, Pancho.
Not much down the hill here, Cisco. Pancho's feet keep together.
Si.
But Pancho's feet... It's cold, Cisco. And Pancho's nose and hands cold, too.
It will not go much farther, amigo.
No?
It is cold. Very cold. Not for nothing that they call this section 10 below.
We turn around now, no?
See, I suppose we might as well. No, wait, Pancho, wait.
What?
Look, over wait, there wait. Between those trees.
Hmm?
The snow has been trampled down. Those hombres stopped here for some reason.
Ski tracks down the mountain, Cisco.
Si.
Pancho, go look. Pancho goes...
What's the matter, amigo?
Pancho hit something here. Look, Cisco, the wire.
Oh, Dramia. Stretched between these two trees. I'm beginning to understand now, Pancho. Look.
Huh?
Here's where a body was dragged in the snow. Dragged to the edge of this gully. And thrown down into the gully. Santo, let me get these skis off. Pancho, uncoil that rope.
What you do, Cisco? What you do? What you do?
Going down there.
Huh?
You let me down this rope, Pancho.
Huh?
All right, brace yourself now.
See, Cisco... It's very deep.
The rope will reach down there. Hold on tight. Here I go.
See?
This coyote stretched that wire to kill the mail runner so they could rob him. The man heard he was carrying something of value.
You down there, Cisco?
See, I'm down.
Tell Pancho when to pull you up, Cisco.
You ain't gonna pull him up.
You're going down there with him.
Cisco! Cisco, hombre's here.
Get him, Jack. Get him.
All right, Cisco. You and your partner ain't got a chance of getting out of there. It gets mighty cold in this country before sunup. But you'll never know how cold it gets. Never.
And with the perpendicular sides of the gully slippery with ice, Cisco and Pancho have little chance of getting out. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
this is Sandy Dennis. My acting career has brought me into contact with many boys and girls of school age, and young people often write to me about their troubles and their hopes. So I know most teenagers are searching for answers. They want to be fully prepared for good jobs and careers. Unfortunately, far too many of them become discouraged and drop out of school because they are poor readers, unable to keep up with their classmates. That's why I urge every young person to develop good reading habits, and the earlier, the better. The practical working world sets a high value on the ability to take in information and communicate ideas. The key to education is reading, and reading takes practice, like everything else. The National Book Committee and the American Library Association invite you to become a library drop-in. Be all you can be. Read.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Murder at Ten Below. When Cisco and Pancho, becoming suspicious of the two men spending the night at Todd Hadley's cabin, started back by moonlight along their ski tracks, the men followed. And no sooner had Pancho lowered Cisco by rope down into the precipitous gully than the men arrived, knocked Pancho out, and threw him down into the gully.
And now, Father Ramirez, freezing cold down this pocket of rocks. Pancho! Pancho! Got some snow rubbing. His face and neck will bring him to. Pancho!
Pancho, take the siesta.
No. Wake up, amigo. Wake up.
Pancho's face cold. What'd you do, Cisco?
Pancho, we must get out of here quickly or freeze to death. Now stand up on your feet. Come on.
Pancho, Joe. Now, Pancho, remember? Those coyotes, those bandidos. Pancho, fix them, Cisco.
We must get out of this place before we do any fixing.
What is in the snow, Cisco, huh?
Body of the mail runner, Pancho. Look dead. We'll do nothing for him now. If we get out of here, we'll come back for him later.
How we get out?
Well, we cannot climb out, Chico. These walls go straight up and down.
Pancho, cold.
Swing your arms about your body, like this.
See, Pancho, try.
Keep doing that, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Help keep you from freezing. Here's that rope. Oh, here it is. Now, if there was only a ledge of rock up there, I could catch with this rope.
Behind you, see a ledge of rock, Cisco.
Where?
Up there, this side. Behind you, make it out in the moonlight.
See. It's a ledge of rock. It may hold us. With his eyes, it will break loose.
Cisco, rope it.
See, I will try it.
Good, Cisco.
Oh, that rope will hold.
It holds, Cisco?
So far it has. Believe it may be rock instead of ice, Pancho. Now stand back in case the rope gives away.
Uh-huh.
This will only hold it until I can get up to the edge.
Faster, Cisco!
Climb faster! I do not dare to, amigo. If I should give this rope a sudden pull, it would come loose. 5 more feet, and I would be at the edge.
Good, Cisco! You're at the edge now!
See? But it is slippery with ice and the crust of the snow. Cannot get a good grip on any of these rocks.
Oh, santo!
This rock is going to break off. I must take a chance and grab the edge.
Cut the rope against the rope. Hang on to the edge, Cisco! Hang on!
See? I have a hold of a tree root or something. I'll try to pull myself up over the edge now. Bueno, I made it. Throw me up one end of the rope, Pancho. Then I will haul you out of there.
Easy, Cisco. Here comes the rope.
Bueno, I have it. Now tie the other end around your waist, Pancho.
Pancho,
Pancho,
go fast
enough.
We can tie the rope.
It's
tight, Cisco.
Bueno, now. Come on, up you come. Come on.
Pancho, help.
No. Do not yank it. The rope, or you will pull me over the edge. This is like pulling up a 10-ton boulder.
Almost over, Cisco. One more good pull.
Come on, come on.
Pancho, here, Cisco. Gracias.
Do not lie there in the snow, Pancho. There's no time to lose.
Where we go, huh?
We're going to follow the tracks of those two mavericks. The sooner I can get my hands on them, Pancho, the better satisfied I will be.
Hadley's cabin again. Now we're going to get that money.
You don't figure Cisco and the other one can get out of that gully, do you, Jack?
Not a chance in the world.
Is the old geezer turned in yet?
No. Sitting in there by the fire reading.
Well, he Sure won't waste no time with him at all.
Where have you two been? Had you turned in for the night?
No, we hadn't.
Where's Cisco and Pancho?
Don't make no difference where they are. Open up that safe, Hadley.
Open up the safe? What for?
Because we want the money that's in it. Now get going.
Oh, a couple of thieves, are you?
I said get going, and I mean get going. That's only a sample.
You'll be a dead man inside of 2 minutes, Hadley, unless you open it up.
Yeah, but now look here. I'm putting you two up for the night.
Who are they?
All right, all right. Don't hit me again. I'll open the safe.
Yeah, that's showing good sense.
I wish younger I'd give you hombres a tussle, but I... Shut up, you!
All right, now stand back. Get that money out of there myself. You watch him, Hank.
Yeah, I'm watching him. You getting a good haul, Jack?
No, ain't hardly worth the trouble. About $100, I'd say.
Nah.
Well, it's better than nothing. Now we'll head down the mountain, Hank, and get out of here.
What's the matter with staying here for the rest of the night?
No, we're getting out. But before we go, Hank, we're going to fix this old mountain rat good and proper for not having more money first. Come on.
Ah, the tracks lead right back here to the cabin, Pancho.
Yeah.
And look.
Huh?
There are more ski tracks leading down the mountain.
They leave here again, Cisco, no?
Si. Let us get into that cabin. Those hombres have hurt Senor Hadley.
He lay on the floor, Cisco.
Oh, those coyotes. Give him a bad beating. Get some water, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Now, he's still alive. I think he will live. I see his heart is beating quite strongly.
Here's the water, Cisco. Pancho made the Senor's face.
Door of that safe is open. So they robbed him. Buzzards, those mavericks.
Pancho killed them with his bare teeth.
No. Senor Hardy's coming too now.
Pancho, give me more water, Cisco.
Don't hit me. Don't hit me.
It's all right. It's all right now, Senor. Those hombres have left.
Cisco, they made me open the safe.
Hey.
How'd that water feel, Senor?
Yeah, good. Uh-huh. They beat me up, Cisco.
See, and they are going to be very sorry they did, Senor Hadley. You are all right now. So I am going down the mountain after them. You stay with Senor Hadley, Pancho.
But Pancho, not go with Cisco?
No. Senor needs you.
Huh?
Besides, the mountain slope is steep. You'll break your neck trying to go down on the skis, Pancho.
Did Pancho not think so, but Pancho stayed till Senor Hadley feel better.
I'll be back as soon as I can. And I promise you, Senor Hadley, I will do my best to make those hombres wish they had never seen this cabin.
Skis.
Well, I suppose we might. Hey, wait a minute. What's that up above?
I thunder, it's somebody on skis, and he's coming fast, too.
Looks like that Cisco kid. Yeah, that's who it is. He's after us, Hank. Draw your gun and let him have it.
I'll try, but my hands are so plastered cold. God, I missed.
Look out, Hank! Look out! He's gonna run you down!
Those blasted skis! Can't get out of his way! Give me your hand, will you?
Not with me! I ain't fixing to get my leg broke.
Oh! I'll try and get my knife.
But you're not picking up, hombre.
I'll hit you. Jack, get him.
That you will not do, hombre.
Maybe I will now that I've got these keys off.
Man can fight better on his feet even in snow, Cisco.
Hey, you all right, hombre? As soon as I get mine off, we will fight on even terms.
I ain't taking the chance.
Good, Jack. That'll help fix him.
And this shot about finish him.
Gracias, hombre. Paul, help get these keys off my face. Now we will see.
Quite a man, ain't you, Cisco? Well, how do you like this?
Your footing is not secure, Aubrey, but mine is better.
Have him, Jack, and I'll gun with this cup.
Not if I can help it, Aubrey.
If I can just get my hands on your neck.
That has been tried before, Aubrey.
Come in and get him, Hank. Yeah, like this.
Life will do you no good.
Maybe this time.
You are too high, Aubrey. Now, drop that knife.
Give me your hand here, Jack.
This case is quick. Let's go.
Gracias, Aubrey. You hit the wrong head that time. Now we will fight fair, yeah?
Sure, Cisco. How do you like this?
Good fucking blow, hombre. I think I will finish this fight right now.
Oh.
But I will keep my blows high to the head.
Oh,
into your chest. Oh. And finally to your jaw. Oh. That takes care of you.
Now, I just tie you two mavericks and together with this rope and take you down to the sheriff.
He's gone! He's gone!
Hey, Pancho! What are you doing here?
Father Amir, Pancho is coming down the mountain like a bullet on his skis. Santo, Pancho, turn your body, turn your feet. You're going to hit that tree.
Pancho,
you all right?
That you, Cisco?
See, it's me, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. See the pretty lights like Pancho, see?
No, amigo, I do not. Afraid you are stunned, Chico. How do you feel?
Pancho not feel anything, Cisco. Pancho not even feel it when he spit out more teeth, no?
Si, Pancho.
It was cold up there, no?
Si. How does it seem to be back in our own part of the country, Pancho?
It's good, Cisco. But, Cisco.
Si.
Pancho have fun up in the snow.
Oh, that was good fun, amigo.
Good to take those hombres to the sheriff's office, too, huh?
Si. Nothing ever gave me more satisfaction than that, Pancho.
But that sheriff, Cisco.
Oh, si. He was an Englishman, amigo.
Englishman, huh?
Si. He came over from London 10 years ago. After he lost all his money in poor investments.
Pancho doesn't know about his money, Cisco, but Pancho thinks he must have been the fattest hombre would ever live.
The fattest?
Yeah, the fattest.
But he was not fat, Chico.
Pancho me before he leave England.
Well, what makes you think he was so fat over in England?
Because he tells Pancho just before he leave England.
See?
He lose 2,000 pounds.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
This is Robert Ryan speaking. On stage, as in everyday life, we draw on all kinds of experiences. What we know of the world and its people, ideas we have inherited from the past, and even what our scientists tell us about life in the future. That's why reading and libraries are important to me and to you. Whether you are a businessman or a housewife, a mechanic or a young student just starting to think about a career, reading enlarges your world, and best of all, what you get out of a good book remains with you long after you have finished reading it. Our libraries, in our communities, our colleges, and our schools, offer us every opportunity for pleasure and learning throughout our lives. I'm happy to join the National Book Committee and the American Library Association in urging you to use the library often. Be all you can be. Read.
To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.